Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer, and I have the privilege and the honor of having some of the world's best entrepreneurs, and some of them sit in my backyard. I've been familiar with this CEO, this entrepreneur, and also his company because they are a grassroots growth a phenomenon here in Orange County. Thomas Edwards is joining me, the CEO at Organic Gorilla. Welcome to the Playbook.
Thanks for having me, David. How's everything going?
Amazing, man. You know, one of the things that we have in common is we try to bring the best out of people. We believe in manifestation. We believe in our higher selves. And within the context of that comes the human experience, which is bookended by when our heart starts and when it stops. And a lot of people ignore self-care in the manifestation process. They don't realize the ultimate materialization is the human body. It's the only thing that causes the struggle and pain that we have. And there's well and ways to dissipate or dissolve some of the pain and struggles that we have by taking care of the body. And the body takes fuel, and a lot of people ignore the intention that it takes to give it the appropriate fuel. The space is crowded. The information is dispersed and differentiated throughout the country, but you've made some noise in giving clarity and purity to fueling the human body. What are some of the aspects of Organic Gorilla that differentiate your fuel compared to all the other noise out there?
Well, I mean, just to touch on what you said earlier about manifestation, right? Like even some of the key words on our website and how we explain what Organic Gorilla is that it's a manifestation of your highest self, right? Or Organic Gorilla indicates that everything we do is organic, and gorillas represent kind of they stand for a humble representation of strength, right? They only eat plants, and they really don't boast unless they feel like they need to, I guess. They seem to be cruising around pretty laid back every day though. But I mean, really that's just what it is. It's about touching that untapped potential within yourself to reach the best version of yourself. And at the base of it, I believe that, you know, the ingredients that we've all grown accustomed to accepting as food are not truly edible items, and they cause so many other difficulties, not only with the health of our body, but even with our consciousness, for example, right? Like certain foods might be causing depression, anxiety, and giving you constant ups and downs where you have no equilibrium, and you're always feeling like you need something to balance it out. And that prevents oneself from reaching the highest version of their self, right? Like at the base of it, the gas that you put in the tank is what's going to dictate how well the car runs. You don't put 87 in a Ferrari, right? You gotta keep the 93 in there.
And this is the 93 at Organic Gorilla. And the way it was developed was organic as well. Let me understand exactly how you figured out this appropriate fuel, this 93 octane organic fuel that we put into our mindful mastery, our own mindful consumption.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, like just over the years studying health and wellness and learning what all of the crap that's in our food is, right? Like, I mean, not to dig too deep in the past, right? But there's been a long road that led here. You know, I came out of the womb pretty hard-headed and seemed to want to question a lot of things growing up. Got in a lot of trouble growing up, had to go to prison for a while, spent like 7 years in prison. And while I was gone studying health and wellness, I came out with, you know, college credits, almost a degree by the time I got out, had my personal training certification, was training clients for years, just studying health and wellness, kind of training overall strength and conditioning. And, you know, it's just myself being caught up in the system in multiple different ways and seeing what certain things can lead to by being a product of your environment. I just kind of wanted to X that out in every way. And all the lights began to shine on the ingredients that they put in our food, because at the end of the day, it helps somebody's pockets. They don't care about your health. It's not about the nutrition. It's about the bottom line at the end of the day. And they're using things that can extend the shelf life, but they know that it's causing cancer, or they might use artificial fats to fill something And like this, the seed oils are honestly beyond me, the way that they process thing with chemicals and then, you know, claim to process the chemicals out of it and then still call it an organic product. And there's a constant manipulation in all aspects of life, right? But especially in the food industry, and there's no good options anywhere. So like when I didn't feel like making something by myself, you know, I had to try and create something that would match the standard of what we really wanted to consume. And just off of all of the research too, and all the study over the years, it's really a mixture of certain things that we've been brainwashed on, right? Like one thing people say is we have a lot of carbohydrates or high sugar in our bar, but there's no sugar. There's no cane sugar, right? The natural sugars that are in dates or in agave have a low glycemic response on our body that's a completely different response internally. So to call it all sugars the same, it's like, once again, 87 versus 93, right? Like you want the gas that's going to last, or you want the tank that burns up super quick and leaves, you know, pollutants as it's burning off, in essence, right? Because of the problems that we can have with excessive consumption of cane sugar. So it's really just, you know, kind of trying to weave between the lines and see what might have been misdirection as opposed to true fact. And then also just paying attention to how certain things, you know, resonate with me as well as the way that other people respond and their performance.
Yeah, well, other people respond. Every time I see Organic Gorilla, they respond with long lines. People are willing to wait a long time at all the events that I'm at where I see Organic Gorilla, and their tents pop up and the lines formulate. People wait a long time to get it. And beyond how healthy they are, you know, it is the 93. It is the Ferrari fuel. And, you know, one of the things that changed my financial literacy is, you know, coming from great success early on and owning a Ferrari. You know, somebody asked me in my 30s, you spend more money on your car than you do on your health. Like, what the F are you thinking? You know, and that really was a big awakening for me, that I was willing to spend more money on my Ferrari than I was on myself. And when I started to look at treating my body as a Ferrari, it took fuel like Organic Gorilla Bars to do so. But a lot of people fall down. There are some healthy stuff out there. You have to admit with me, there's some good stuff out there, but unfortunately, most of it tastes like shit. And so one of the other distinguishing things about Organic Gorilla Bars is that I was ready to, like, when I tried it the first time, I'm like, man, this thing's, I get it. Cause I, you know, CPG companies come to me all the time. I'm an advisor, investor. I was like, man, this is the real deal. And I'm like, okay, get ready. Here comes a bar of chalk. And now I got to suffer through that chalky, you know, shitty tasting, you know, punish myself to be healthy, which is fine because people do it. I'd rather have taste be a secondary factor. I'd rather eat something super healthy that tastes like shit than something that tastes awesome and is killing me. So let me just put that out there. But it tasted good, if not better than a Snickers bar. And I was like, holy shit, this is really good. And that's why now I have to stand in line when I'm at events as well. Hopefully I got an inside track to cut the line.
You know it. Come back to the secret.
Yeah, man. What's the secret though? Because you figured something out. Is it the dates, or, you know, you have, it tastes awesome.
I love to hear that, man. Cause I mean, really it's been a blessing, because, like, you know how sometimes you think something tastes good, but you're not sure what somebody else will think. And it's not like, I think this, in essence, right, this was a manifestation that channeled through me in certain ways, because it's not necessarily like me. It's just, we created this. This came to fruition. They taste good. But I think it's really the dates. It's the mix of the dates and the nut butters that we have in there.
Yeah.
And like, you know, once again, I choose to use pea protein instead of whey. You know, whey is a great protein source, but all the research that I've seen indicates that it loses almost all the vitamins and minerals in the extraction process, as it's a byproduct of making cheese. All the good vitamins and minerals curd up into the cheese, and that liquidy white substance that remains, they dry out to a powder. We get the whey protein, right? So pea protein obviously has a slightly different flavor profile, but it holds on to the vitamins and minerals in the extraction process. So on the cellular level, you feel it, you know, for how you perform and recover. But, you know, taste wise, I guess, you know, it honestly took, surprisingly, man, you would laugh if you saw some of the first prototypes, right? Because, you know, you just go for it and you realize you got to tweak the recipe.
But it's funny because I know how many trials you have to go. And, you know, my favorite entrepreneur had 10,000 trials. His name is Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison created electricity. You're Thomas Edwards creating the electricity of health and fuel for the body with Gorilla Bars. Let me finish up talking about your entrepreneur journey. You know, I appreciate your vulnerability. We both have made mistakes in our past. I'm not particularly proud, but I am protected, promoted, loved, and perfected by the dumb shit that I did when I was young that cost me over $100 million. And so I appreciate, I always tell people, I'd rather an entrepreneur tell me I fucked up when I was young. I went bankrupt. I went to jail. I did this. But the last thing I want is to find out after I've invested or after, you know, I want it up front. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because then I can decide, is this a deal killer or not? But at least the guy is honest and he's learned his lesson. The only way I know he's honest and learned his lesson is when he admits to, look, I screwed up, but I was young and you were young once too. And I've never met one young person that wasn't a liar, a cheater, manipulator, overseller, and back-end seller. Some people get caught, some people don't. That's my personal belief about teenagers, right? They're the dumbest motherfuckers in the world. Excuse my language. And I got four of them who went to college, got great grades, you know, are really good kids. But I don't even know what people do with bad kids. Which leads me to, you're an extremely good business person. Operation, you know, I love the way you utilize relationship management, which is important to me. You know, I believe in investing in not people, because I think that's bullshit as well. I want to invest in the right people. And if you've read Collins, for example, in Good to Great, he talks about the difference between people as an asset and the right people as an asset. I believe you're the right person and the right entrepreneur. What have you learned from the mistakes that you made? I have a brand called Made From Mistakes that have helped you in the business development, operations, and relationship management that I see you're so good at.
I mean, you know, I think sometimes the ups and downs obviously are a blessing in disguise, and how they provide a completely different perspective on the same situation. You know, some people live their life at one end of the spectrum the entire time and may not ever experience what it's truly like to live life from another paradigm. And, you know, I got some hard lessons on the chin from an early age. And I think being able to sit back and reflect on myself, what decisions I made, certain intuitions or inclinations I might have had to do a certain thing that I didn't do, or vice versa, and being able to reflect on where that led me to, you know. And then I can't lie, when you live around a bunch of people, you begin to start to pick up some different things on psychology, and people can only bullshit you so much when they live next to you. So, you know, yeah. you start to realize, you know, that was a similar vibe. I don't know this guy, but I know that energy. So, you know, like, kind of like you said, not necessarily investing just in people, but in the right people. Because one thing that I've always been is super big hearted. I don't really, you know, I think at the end of the day, we are all one, right? Like, the same source of life behind my eyes is behind yours. And we have a different interface in which we get to enjoy that through. And not everybody sees it like that, right? So as we go through life, you know, on this path to self-mastery, you have to learn to weed between it and pay attention to those energies along the way. And to know the darkest and lowest versions of yourself, I think, can, at the end of the day, sure, it's difficult going through it and people might not want to sign up for it up front, but after the fact, you definitely have a different perspective of yourself. And even just knowing, you know, like, overall just awareness of consciousness in general, and understanding the positive and negative throws of even yourself to furthermore help you understand that in someone else.
So brilliant. He's on a mission. It's rooted in integrity, wellness, and especially raising the standard of what healthy functional food should be. I'm extremely impressed. He's been a superstar of Go Fund Yourself, the number one show on Cheddar. He is an entrepreneur that we all should get behind and invest in. His name is Thomas Edwards. He's CEO at Organic Gorilla. Check them out at the OG Gorilla. Invest in him and the company. What a great opportunity for us all to empower others, to be healthy. Remember, if you're healthy, you get as many wishes as you want every day. But if you're unhealthy, you will only have one wish. We wish the best for Organic Gorilla and our special CEO, Thomas Edwards. Thanks for joining me. I'm David Meltzer. This is Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.